I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kurgan Nolan back with you again. Obviously, as I mentioned last show, I am back over in France for the season, coaching and developing baseball. So I'm doing it remotely, and Nolan, as always, is in the studio. So great to be back with you, Dirtbags, for another week. And hey, it's the games will begin, Nolan. The games will begin, Dirtbags. You know, we're going to be talking about it. Netherlands, Cuba yesterday. And Panama, Chinese Taipei today. Lots of talk about as far as prospects seem to be just tearing it up during the spring training game so far. So exciting for baseball's future, exciting for baseball's present, and everything else. So we'll be talking about a variety of stuff here on tonight's show, and we're excited about it, as we always are. You know what? We always say it. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thanks for being a part of the nation. Truly, thank you very much. So before we get going, as always, we do want to give a quick shout out to the guys over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's ripgrippro.com. And that is the hitting training aid that creates that palm up, palm down sensation. So you can stay in the zone a lot longer and have a lot better chance to go up the middle and inside. So great product. Definitely give them a check. And see, if you got any questions about it, reach out to us. We're happy to answer anything and everything about them. And, of course, always our friends at The Rope Trainer. And you can go directly onto our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com and find out more about that. Find out what John Smoltz, Major League Hall of Famer and baseball broadcaster, has to say and why he believes that everybody from Little Leaguers to the pros should have one, the same as Nolan and myself. We use it with our training. It's a no-brainer. And so for everybody that has been buying them and investing in your baseball throwing future, hey, hats off to you. If you haven't already got one, you definitely need to have it in your bag. There's just so many vital components to the value that it brings to your throwing program. It really is unlimited to the potential of it. So definitely, again, thank you to them, both them sponsors, for being a part of it. So, and if you are interested in having sponsorship on the show, hey, reach out to me, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We're always looking for new devices, new training aids, new services, whatever. Is. So that's what it's all about here. It's one nation, wherever you are in the world, it does not matter, because it's all about baseball. That's why we're all here and we're all dirtbags. There's nothing else you can be but a dirtbag. So we're going to be right back here after the break and we're ready to get at it. So stay tuned.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, I don't know. All I know is we got a lot to talk about, brother, and a short time to get there. So where do you want to start, buddy?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously spring training started up and rolling. We'll stick to that right now, and then we'll kind of jump into the World Baseball Classic in the second segment here. I mean, it's looking like teams are going to run wild during the regular season. Just based on spring training stats I'm reading here, teams have stolen 282 bases, or 1.92 combined per game compared to 1.12 combined per game last year. So, I mean, that's just an early indication for the spring training. But even during the regular season, it was only 1.02 bases per game were attempted by either team. So, I mean, we're hoping that it's going to be some old school baseball here. A lot of teams getting on. I think realistically you could see a lot more hit and runs done this year, a lot more small ball aspect of it kind of brought back into it like it's the 80s style, especially with the bases being as big as they are now. And I mean, you're looking at it like teams are just running wild. Like, it's good to see.
Yeah, like we've said for quite a few years, right? The baseball in general, you know, the steal is like almost like a lost art, right? And so that was one of the ideas of bringing it back to see what they can do to build that excitement, get the runs going, get just action going in the game or whatever. And you're right, like, you know, you sit there and you look at that kind of stat just in the short term or whatever, and that it's great to see teams trying it, not being afraid of doing it, and seeing what the results are going to be at the end of the day, right? That's what spring training's about, is trying those things and seeing how it fits for you personally as a player, as well as building it into your team. Is it a part of your team that you can make it a big component day in, day out to take advantage of it?
Yeah,
and right now, hey, positive.
Yeah, right now they're saying teams are stealing at an 81.2 success rate compared to 72.9 last year. So, I mean, almost a 9% spike. Like, I mean, realistically, I don't know. I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, saying, like, I don't know what becomes a realistic number for catchers, like, expectations of guys caught stealing. Like, I know the upper echelon was always, like, basically 35%. If you were north of 35%, basically don't run on you. Or if your name was Yadier Molina, obviously just don't run, period. But, like, now I think realistically, if it's north of 25%, is that fair to say, Kirk?
Yeah, exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head, and you're right. We did talk about it a couple of weeks ago. I think every team probably has already implemented it and had that conversation with their catchers, right? And just said, guys, look, we're going to change that percentage of a success rate to be a successful catcher at the major leagues. We don't know what that number is going to be yet. because we don't have a season under our belt to have all the numbers and the data and all that, that's necessary to identify what that time is as a catcher down the road. And having said that, I don't think you can change the catcher. The catchers can only get so good, and they can only do what they're capable of being able to do. So I think if you make subtle little changes here and there, no problem. But if you're looking at, you know, bigger changes to a catcher's development down the road, something's got to give, right? And like we say, at the end of the day, catcher's primary job is to get strikes, block balls, keep it in front, keep that pitcher in a good frame of mind to have success and be able to get hitters out. That's the job at the end of the day.
Yeah. Second bit of business, we got Joey Gallo. I don't know if you saw this one or not over in France, Kirk, but Boston Red Sox put the shift on against Joey Gallo. So basically, they took the center fielder, moved him to where the old, basically left side of the infield player would have occupied, or the second baseman would have occupied originally, and brought the left fielder over to center field. So they had all their infielders in their normal positions, right? They had their third baseman playing third base, shortstop, shortstop, second base, first base, obviously. And then left fielder shifts over to center. Center fielder shifts into basically that shallow right field hole there. So, I mean, the at-bat, nothing ended up happening. Joey Gallo walked. But I still just thought that was funny how they already figured out a loophole behind the whole shift thing. Now, I don't know necessarily if that'll work or not. Because, I mean, Joey Gallo still can go opposite field with fly balls. It just doesn't necessarily happen a lot of the time. But predominantly, if he is going to hit a ground ball, it will be on the pull side. Like, statistically, throughout his career, he's been that guy. So, I mean, I completely understand the risk. Like, it's, don't get me wrong, it's a smart way of cheating the new system by the Red Sox.
Well, And I remember reading back in January about that potential, right? Because they adjusted the infield, but they haven't done anything with the outfield. They're not making them stay in their locations and stuff like that. So exactly right. The outfielders can still be manipulated and relocated. Yeah. And so for me to do it in a spring training game, I maybe keep it in my hip pocket, to be quite honestly, and wait until the season starts. I don't want to show that player that move too early or whatever. These games don't count or whatever. I get it that you want to try it and you want to see how it works and everything like that, but I'm maybe keeping that until the games count and then throw that on them, right? Because right now there's not pressure. He may laugh at it and go, okay, this is what you're going to do, whatever it is. But again, you're giving away what you're going to be ultimately potentially doing with him.
Yeah.
Or the hitters that still like to are pull dominant. And so it's interesting to see, for sure. It's great to see the teams, hey, being willing to do it. And, hey, time will tell when the bell rings.
Yeah, and then just a couple small moves from this week. Texas Rangers sign in former All-Star Will Smith to a one-year deal. That's the relief pitcher, obviously, not the catcher. Yeah. Rockies adding Brad Hand on a one-year, $2 million deal. Another guy, former All-Star, obviously. And then the Rockies also picked up Mike Moustakas on a minor league deal.
Oh, a couple of interesting signs.
Yeah, like Moustakas obviously is the move to counteract the Brendan Rodgers news that he'll probably be done for the year, at least most of the season, with his dislocated shoulder. Brad Hand, though, I mean, quality veteran left-handed pitcher, obviously. Every bullpen needs lefties, and a guy with tons of experience, obviously. I don't know how he's going to fare out there in Colorado. But, I mean, they're probably the only ones offering him a major league contract at this point in time. So he just jumped at it. Now, I mean, his slider could work, but it's he doesn't throw hard enough to, I think, get away with a lot of pitches there in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, they've been on him for the last couple of weeks for sure, Colorado, with Brad Hand. But the Moustakas one, I like that one. I have no problem with that. Another veteran defense shores up the infield. I think that's a good signing. I'm okay with that one. Good for them. They had no choice, like you said. Brendan Rodgers puts a huge blip in the radar for them, short term and long term. And like you said, I mean, we know all about those shoulder dislocations. There's no real timetable for that one, so you can't sit there and wait. Or, you know, if you don't have a minor league guy that's ready to move up, boy, you're lucky if there's a Moustakas out there to be able to sign.
Yeah, exactly. So then the last bit of news from this past week, Blue Jays set to honor Jose Bautista into their level of excellence on August the 12th. So if you're a Jays fan, get your tickets ready for August the 12th. I mean, obviously, Jose Bautista, he was one of those dudes that was basically the start of the new generation of Toronto Blue Jays players coming up and put them back into relevancy. I mean, first guy in franchise history to have 50 home runs. One of those dudes that basically went from being absolutely nothing with the Pittsburgh Pirates to being, I believe it was a waiver wire claim or traded for a bag of peanuts, essentially, by the Toronto Blue Jays to the pit or by Pittsburgh to Toronto. And then, yeah, obviously turned his career around, had a heck of a run there for about 6-7 years where he was the face of the Toronto Blue Jays. And then, I mean, obviously Edwin Encarnacion also came in there, figured it out with the Jays. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a name that could be potentially added to that level of excellence. But Jose Bautista is a guy that had to be put up there, don't you think, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, warranted, 100% warranted. Just like you said, face of the Jays there through, the early parts of the 2010s, reestablished, you know, build excitement for the Blue Jays again, for other players to be able to come. And you spoke about it with Double E, Eddie Encarnacion. I mean, he helped him too, because he struggled at first when he came over from the Cincinnati Reds to the Blue Jays. And he just basically said, you know what, relax. This is what you need to do with hitting. Made big changes with him, subtle little changes, but big results. And carried on that career for, you know, changed him around as well. And so they became probably one of the best 1-2 combinations in the league there, potentially, for a few years, man. And so that's great to see. There's no question about it. And when we come back after the break, Dirtbags, we'll carry on with some of the young prospects, and we'll carry on from there.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to Bags. Like I said before the break, we're going to talk about some of those young studs that we know as prospects or whatever, and they're certainly not disappointing. And again, Nolan and I get it. It's spring training, and spring training is one thing. The regular season is another thing. But boy, these guys really do look locked in. And if they don't end up on the final MLB rosters of their organizations, they're not too far away for sure. So a couple of standout for me, Nolan, are the Yankees, Volpe at shortstop, and the Martian, Jason Dominguez. Boy, those guys, they certainly look every bit the part of future all-stars, future league leaders. I mean, boy, they just look good over there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you're looking at the Martian, like Jason Dominguez. Obviously, he was a guy, like his player comps when he was signed were just absolutely ridiculous, right? Like it was Mike Trout, Mickey Mantle. I think Ted Williams was in there. Basically, they were just like, yeah, he's a surefire Hall of Famer before he's even touched the field as a major leaguer. Like that was the comps that he was getting compared to. Obviously, Volpe, top prospect for the Yankees. Highly regarded. The Los Angeles Dodgers have had internal discussions about trying to either acquire him or Isaiah Kiner-Falefa or Paul DeJong. I've heard those names have come up, obviously, in light of the Gavin Lux injury. But, I mean, it's one of those things where if you're the Yankees, Volpe's not, he's not available. Like, you're keeping Volpe.
He hasn't been available. He hasn't been available for the last few years in any of those trades that they've made either, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
The name always comes up, and they're wanting him and the Yankees. He's the next Derek Jeter in their minds, right? I mean, whether he becomes that or not, that's a way, way, way off. But
yeah,
that's where he is. And you know what? You're looking at Jason Dominguez. He's probably going back to Double A Somerset for the Yankees. And you know, but the bottom line is, boy, they both look good for sure. And you know what? Like, we swing over to your Cardinals, Nolan. And what do you got?
Jordan Walker.
Jordan Walker.
And
wow.
Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn's already showed off that he's got the best arm in baseball. Like, for a shortstop, I'm saying. Touching 99.9 this spring already. On a throw from a shortstop to first base. Like last year in the futures game, obviously he touched 100.5 miles per hour on a throw over to first base. So like the kid's got a cannon, hitting 389, bomb, couple RBIs, three stolen bases. Jordan Walker, easy power, man. Like there's a reason why he's a top five prospect unanimously. And like you're just looking at the kid and he just flat out can mash. And he's 6'5", 250. Like that's the crazy thing is he can run too. Like he's had multiple infield singles already this spring training. But the kid that I want to jump over to is that Christian Encarnacion Strand from the Cincinnati Reds. He was a guy that they acquired last year in the Tyler Mahle trade to Minnesota. But you're looking at his spring: 19 at bats, .632 average, 3 bombs, 10 RBIs, and .1863 OPS. That's video game numbers.
Yeah, and I mean, and what's the age on that kid again, Nolan? Is he like 19 or something like that?
23.
Oh, 23, okay.
Yeah, he went to Oklahoma State.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, and you look at the numbers, and again, it's spring training, not regular season, but you sit there and go, you know, Tyler Mahle, pretty good serviceable major league pitcher, but it's almost like, man, Minnesota.
Yeah.
What'd you do there? But on the other side, kudos to the Cincinnati Reds to identify maybe some potential in this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's just it. I mean, he was invited as a non-roster invitee, obviously. Right now, I'd imagine they'll probably send him back down to either Double-A or Triple-A, depending. But, I mean, hell, if he continues hitting the way that he's hit so far this spring, he's got a lock for the major league team right out of camp. Like, because they, I mean, obviously. The Reds just need bodies, as many as possible, and they'll have a hole at third base. Like, realistically, if you can get him up there and he can continue the way that he started out. Now, I get it. It's obviously a lot different going from, where are they? They're Arizona. Going from Arizona up to Cincinnati for the early part of the season where it's almost going to be snowing or at least right around the freezing point, but like the way that he started out, it really is incredible.
Well, and that's it, right? Like you talk about the change of the weather or whatever it is. And hey, everybody knows that we're built on here at Dirt Big Baseball Nation on the mindset. That's what we are. We're mindset people. So, hey, you get an opportunity to be on the major league team. You're going to have the right mindset. You're going to be going wherever I need to pack the bags. Hell, I'm the first one on the plane. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So that guy's not going to miss an opportunity if he gets it. And like that, I mean, Cincinnati, why not? You know, we've seen it over the last few years where teams have just gone ahead and said, look, we're not keeping them down there for the sake of keeping them down there. Let's really see if what we've got out of our prospects, and let's see if they can play at the major league level. Because ultimately, that's what they got to do. And ultimately, that's what your fans want to see. Your fans want to see your best players every chance they get, right? And if they can help you win, why not bring them?
And with the new rules, you're incentivized not to keep your guys down in the minor leagues.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. Exactly. If my guy finishes top three for rookie of the year, I get an additional first-round pick. Like, or 100%. I can't remember if it's a first-round or a second-round compensation pick, but either way, I know it's something like that, and it's like, well, why the heck wouldn't you? Like you said, man, people are showing up to watch the best players play. I'm not showing up to watch scrubs until I know, okay, the time has passed where all of a sudden I can call him up and I get an extra year of service. Nah, screw that. That's why they tried to make the game competitive. That's why they changed the rules so they're the way that they are now. And I love it if he makes the opening day roster.
Yeah, and let's use it. Stay with Cincinnati, for example, right? It's perfect. You got Joey Votto at the back end of his career, at the back end of his contract. You know what? You see a legend going out, and then maybe, you know, this guy, again, you're not comparing him to Joey Votto, but if he's exciting and he can get the job done and he's a bit of the future and stuff like that there, that's great to see both ends of it. And why not have him there when you got a veteran like a Joey Votto to talk to, pick his brain? How do I go about my business day to day? What's the ins and outs of having a long tenured career, hopefully in this game of baseball at the highest level?
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer. So I do want to slide over to the Jays quickly too, Nolan or whatever, that Tiedemann pitcher or whatever, and that. Boy, oh boy, I don't know if he makes the final roster in the bullpen for them or not, but you're coming out, you're dealing 99 from the left side.
Yeah.
He's got filthy stuff.
Hey, he's their top pitching prospect. Like, he's got good stuff, man. And that's the thing, and his changeup's what, 85?
Yeah.
86?
Yeah,
it's like a 13, 14 mile per hour drop off between his like top velos type of deal. And you're just looking at it. You're like, yeah, this kid can play. As long as he adds in some sort of slider or curveball in there into his repertoire to balance it out, right? Because, I mean, that 99 fastball and the 85 changeup right now, it's looking like a Julian Merriweather who was there a couple years ago for the Jays, who was, I mean, same thing, 99 with an 85, 86 mile an hour changeup. And unfortunately, his career kind of got derailed by injuries and everything like that. But same thing, you're just looking at it, and it's very tantalizing to have that in-house, obviously. But as long as he can develop a third pitch, he can be a very successful 7th, 8th inning guy for his first year up in the major leagues. And then they figure out, okay, what do we want to do with him? Do we want to turn him back into a starter, or do we want to make him a reliever?
You know, I don't know long-term what the Jays are still thinking with this kid or whatever, but you go 99 fastball left side, 85, 87, 88 changeup, you're talking potentially, depending on what the changeup's like, but now you're looking like Devin Williams, right? Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Like you're closing doors. You got 99 and then you come with a changeup, or you come with a changeup and then you blow 99. You don't need the third pitch if they're keeping them in the relief role.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, you're going to flip them back to the starting role or whatever. And absolutely. You got to develop pitch number three, maybe pitch number four. And I don't know what the Jays will think about that one, because they've had troubles over the years with doing that type of stuff, playing those games with pushing that starter to the relief, to the relief, to the starter, right? Where they've ended up having severe injuries out of that type of stuff. Nate Pearson, prime example, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what the Jays ultimately do with that kid. And again, it's tough because they are right in the prime. They're a playoff team.
And they need to
win. They need to win now.
They already have their starters all signed up and everything like that. So that's kind of it, right? Exactly. Like he's got to, if he wants to make the major league roster, he's got to embrace being a reliever. Cause like he's not beating out any of their five guys just because of their contracts. Like Berrios, you can't just eat that contract. Like, do I think statistically he could be better than Berrios this year? Yeah. Just based on how Berrios has pitched since he came over to Toronto. But I'm still just saying like he's got to be the starter because they're paying him $20+ million a year. Kikuchi, same thing. Like Kikuchi's getting paid too much money to be a relief pitcher. Ryu, same thing. Like Bassett, obviously. Manoa, Kevin Gausman. Like the list goes on there. They got six options right there before you're even looking at Tiedemann. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where, yeah, he's got to embrace the relief role. But one guy I want to talk about quick, though. Seattle Mariners outfielder. Hasn't done jack all since he got traded for Edwin Diaz. This spring, J.P. Crawford already said, hey, if we're going somewhere, he's got to be one of the catalysts for the team. And he's looked the part so far, hitting bombs over the batter's eye. That's Mr. Jared Kelenic. He's already at four bombs this spring, showing off legitimate power right now. Like, dude's looking ready to become an everyday outfielder in the major leagues.
And for me personally, I hope he does. I really do, man, for sure. I mean, you come over, Edwin Diaz, a lot of pressure on you. And obviously, he came over, he was cocky. He had all that confidence and the bravado and everything else. And it bit him in the behind, let's be honest. Bit him in the behind. He got out of the gate good, but then right back in the minors last year. More down in the minors than up in the majors. And so hopefully he's had the time to mature, to think about it, to just sit back and be ready to be a major league player. Because exactly right, that's where he needs to be. So we'll be right back, Dirtbex.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, you mean like when I let someone with less groceries go ahead in line? Sure, there's a part of me that thinks, if you only need three things, maybe go to a convenience store next time. And now they're sifting through coupons and my frozen foods are about to be not frozen.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not everyone is a morning person, and that's okay. At Burger King, we let you be you and have your morning your way. With a variety of menu items made just for you, satisfy any craving on any morning. Feeling savory today? How about a croissant sandwich? Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Perfect with hot or iced coffee. Is bacon more your thing? We do that too. Try a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Try it with an ice cold Coke. Or maybe you're craving something sweet. Then French toast sticks are sure to satisfy. Golden brown, piping hot, and perfect for dipping in a side of sweet syrup. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice. Why not? It's your morning. Complete your breakfast combo meal with hash browns and a beverage of your choice. Have your breakfast your way. Because morning person or not, you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and hey, time for the curtain call. So obviously, right out of the gate all day today or whatever, you know, what were our thoughts on the opening games of, you know, Netherlands and Cuba, Panama, Chinese, Taipei today, and getting ready for the big USA star-studded lineup on Saturday. We'll talk about them all. So, you know, Noli, pretty interesting lineup, that honk ball. So anybody that doesn't know, honk ball is the Netherlands. And in game one, a lot of present major leaguers and a lot of really good veteran major leaguers on that lineup.
So let's specify with Netherlands, okay? Netherlands is predominantly made up of players from Curaçao and the islands who were once owned by Netherlands. And then, so basically, yeah, as a country, right? So basically, they're still allowed to play for them. It's the same as players being allowed to play for Great Britain. Like anybody that fell under the Commonwealth and everything like that, they could technically play for them. So, I mean, let's kind of jump into it, right? So Netherlands is a good team. You're looking at their lineup. Obviously, they got a good infield. It's kind of funny because it's all middle infielders. Jonathan Schoop's playing... I can't remember. I forget if he was playing first base or DH last night. But you got Jerkson, Profar. You got Xander Bogaerts, obviously. Like, there's some dudes there.
Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, Didi Gregorius. No, Didi was playing first. Sorry, that's right. Didi was playing first. But yeah, no, so you're looking at the lineup. Like, it's a good lineup. And so they go out there. They win 4-2. No home runs or anything like that. Kind of a low-scoring affair. But still, though, I mean, it was a good way to kickstart the World Baseball Classic. Now, unfortunately, it didn't start until 11 o'clock our time last night. But I mean, you're still looking at it and you're like, okay, sweet. Now we get games underway that are actually meaningful. Come out today, Panama lays the boost to Chinese Taipei 12-5. That was another good game. Obviously, not as many major leaguers on either team, but a couple of guys that have been in the systems. Chinese Taipei is predominantly all made up of the guys that'll play over in the various Asian leagues. Not so many guys that have major league experience over there. But still, though, you're looking at it and you're like, okay, sweet, man. Like, this is what we want to see. And obviously, you get Mariano Rivera throwing the cutter to Qingmeng Wang today. Which I thought was pretty funny because obviously teammates with the New York Yankees, Mariano Rivera, obviously from Panama, and Qingmeng Wang from Chinese Taipei. But you're looking at it and you're like, man, this is what we'd love to see. Now, I do want to mention one thing quick, right? So Dominican took a big hit before it even started. Earlier this week, obviously, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. goes down with a knee injury. Right, so he had to withdraw from the World Baseball Classic. So if you're listening, you're in the U.S., man, you got to be ecstatic about that because all of a sudden you guys just jumped to the top of the odds boards. Like, you guys are the hands down favorites now.
Yeah, I mean, a devastating loss for the DR. Obviously, a depth is no problem for Dominican Republic or whatever, but certainly the way he looked this spring before the knee swelling and inflammation going on and stuff like that. I mean, hey, hitting it like Vladdy hits it, actually playing real good first base or whatever, doing a tremendous, another evolution of development around the base. Cause of course they got Don Mattingly there now working with him at first base, and you know, things were going right. Things were going in the right direction for him as well, moving forward, but it's a big loss. He's out for the World Baseball Classic, and it comes down to depth ultimately, right? On rosters. So you hit the nail on the head. The States, so far, knock on wood. But like we said last week too, though, Nolan, still when you look at the DR, look at all those stud pitchers they got in that rotation. I think that rotation, I mean, obviously that lineup can help them win games, but that rotation is really a difference maker for us, like we talked about last week, in just where they stand overall or where they should be at the end of the tournament. and it should be in the semifinals for sure, or if not the finals, because that's a good team. So I do want to just slide back over to that Netherlands-Cuba game last night. Like, boy, Cuba obviously doesn't have the players they once did and stuff like that, but when you look at it, three hits. The end of the night, three hits was all they came up with, and that's, hey, I don't know about you guys out there listening, dirtbags, but for me, that's not something you look at with Cuba. I mean, they're a hitting factory. And so I was really surprised when I saw that just three hits, I think 28 at bats. Boy, Netherlands got it done. Netherlands got it done because they've got a lot of MLB players on the starting lineup, but there's not a lot of MLB that come to the forefront on their pitching staff. So kudos to them. That's a great job getting that win right out of the game against Cuba. And then, like you said, it was just Panama. It took a little bit of time getting going today or whatever. And then they got rolling, what, about the fifth inning? They put a five spot up on Chinese Taipei. And then they just seemed to keep rolling from there or whatever. But like you said, at the end of the day, it's no longer spring training games. It's real games. It's intense games. If you're a fan of those countries, you're on the edge of your seat and you're rocking and rolling and you're loving life. And for baseball in general, right? MLB, developing the game worldwide. That's what it's all about. That's the World Baseball Classic. Is there Olympics, right, Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's, I mean, obviously, like the Olympics, it's made up of minor leaguers and former players. Like, the World Baseball Classic, it's, you got to be legit to play for your team. Like, that's just it, plain and simple. Like, you're looking at the rosters, most of them are made up of major league players. You got to have some legitimate talent if you want to try and compete on that level. Like, I get it that it'll never be as big as the World Cup for soccer, because soccer is, it really is a global sport. Baseball is becoming more of a global sport. But still, at the end of the day, this is why you want these events happening as often as possible. It's so this way your sport can grow to the magnitude that it needs to get to in order to get everywhere around the world for the same type of popularity as soccer has. Now, I get it. Like I said, you'll never be there for soccer, but that is the hope that one day baseball could possibly become that. And especially with the way that the new league rules are and everything like that, I like it. I think it'll work out. Obviously, they're not happening in this World Baseball Classic like we talked about last week, but still, you need the World Baseball Classic just to bring up popularity everywhere.
You got it. You hit the nail on the head. So here's a good one for you, Noli. Going to put you on the hot seat. This one came in today from one of the dirtbags out there, and thanks for sending it in and putting Noli on the hot seat right out of the gate too, for sure. So since you're a Cardinals fan, what's your emotions? What's your thoughts on Mr. Adam Wainwright getting the team start on Saturday's game for USA?
Honestly, I was very surprised. I didn't know which way they were going to go with it. What I want to know is will he have velocity in his first start with USA? That's kind of what I'm concerned about, because obviously his velocity is down this spring training, like 2 miles per hour, basically on every pitch, 2 to 3 miles per hour on every pitch. So he better be throwing harder than 85 if the U.S. wants to try to keep on using him for games going forward. But I mean, hey, I give DeRosa a bunch of credit for going, probably saying, hey, Wainwright, like, I know Wainwright was the one that called DeRosa and said, hey, I want to be a part of this team. If you guys have a spot available for me, that'd be awesome. Yada, yada, yada. But I mean, you're looking at it and like, what a huge accomplishment for Adam Wainwright. Obviously a guy who's exemplified Cardinals baseball for a very long time. One of the better pitchers for the past two decades in the major leagues. He's a guy that I think no matter what, he'll turn in and he'll pitch a very good game for the U.S.
Yeah, same thing, right? You're looking at probably three innings, maybe four if he happens to be on and stuff like that. But velocity's down. No question about that. We know that. But do you think he's got Uncle Charlie in the hip pocket? And do you think the experience of being a 41-year-old, 40-year-old with all the experience he has out there, do you think that overplays the lack of the velocity at this point in the game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll know what he's doing. especially since, yeah, it'll probably only be 2 to 3 innings, depending on kind of the way that the Cardinals have asked DeRosa how they want him to pitch. As long as he's healthy, I could very easily see him going 3 innings, right around that 50 pitch mark and a couple of strikeouts. I'm not guaranteeing anything, obviously, but those are realistic predictions. And especially when you're looking at who's in their division, like, I don't see there being too much issues with him going through most of those lineups.
Well, you wouldn't think so, would you? But again, I mean, hey, World Baseball Classic early in the year, you just never know. You just never know what kind of excitement, what kind of adrenaline. You know, I think because of the lineup behind him, he's got every pitcher on that U.S. staff has a little bit of forgivability in the fact that they can not be paralyzed about giving up a run or two, because that lineup should put up runs.
No, exactly.
You know. And so I think that there's got to build a lot of comfort into their start, their relief, wherever they're situated in the starting rotation or the pitching lineup for DeRosa. I think you're feeling pretty good, because I think, you know what, hey, keep that game in check, and at some point we're either going to put up a crooked number over and over and over again, or we're going to put a crooked number up to either get back in a game if we happen to be behind or pull away in a game. So, you know what? You're right. That pool is definitely, I mean, without question, without even a second thought, USA's to lose. So here's an interesting one that just came out today or whatever. And that, Nolan, I think I saw it somewhere, or maybe you had mentioned to me or whatever. Dirtbag. So there was one American out there. He wrote that he was confused at why Freddie Freeman was playing for Team Canada. He couldn't figure out. He's like, wait a minute, he's a California boy. What's going on here? What's happening? So I want to explain that to them, for anybody that doesn't know why Freddie Freeman is on Team Canada.
Yeah, so Freddie Freeman, obviously born in California, but his parents are both Canadian, right? So his mom and dad are from basically an hour outside of where we are, up here in Canada. They're near Toronto and down towards, mom was down towards Windsor, I believe. I can't remember exactly where mom was from, but anyway, so his mom passed away, when he was younger. And so basically he always wanted to represent Team Canada in order to basically, honor his parents, right? Honor his mom. That was always kind of the big thing. So that's why Freddie Freeman plays for Team Canada. His parents are Canadian. He is American, born in America, but yeah, he's got the ability to represent Canada because of his parents. And yeah, he always represents Canada because of his mother. So I think that's a very good tribute to her. Now, I mean, it would be a great tribute if he hit better than 100, like he did last World Baseball Classic for us, because we need to get some wins. We're just hoping to make it out of the first round this year. Let's be honest, Canada's not a star-studded lineup, but I think this year, by all means, I think we got the ability to at least get out of the first round. Like, because I think every team outside of USA is beatable for Canada.
Yeah, they should be there and behind the U.S. But again, you never know. You just never know. It's one of those quick events. You got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win to move on. So it's that simple. But you know what? Thanks for sending in the questions, Dirtbag. Keep sending in those questions for the Curtain Call. We love reading them. We love answering them. We love talking about them. They're always great. So keep sending them in and keep enjoying this World Baseball Classic. I hope it's everything you get you ramped up to get ready for the actual MLB season as well. So we are going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought, Dirtbags.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, what do you got for a final thought?
Yeah, the Chicago Cubs coming out hot. 4-0, no hitter. Justin Steele, Javier Assad, Brad Boxberger, Adbert Azale, Jeremiah Estrada, Cam Sanders, and Nick Birdie were the seven pitchers that teamed up to throw the first no-hitter in spring training history for the Chicago Cubs. Bob Melvin said after the game, yeah, I get that it's spring training, but you can't get no hit. I agree, man. That's not a good look. That is not a good look for the San Diego Padres. Getting no hit by the Chicago Cubs and what, basically four of those guys there out of the Chicago Cubs pitchers were major leaguers. Estrada, Sanders, and Nick Birdie are all basically like guys that have had a cup of tea up in the majors. Nothing fancy, no long runs. But that's just embarrassing, getting no hit.
Dirtbags, it's a humbling game. And there's the proof in it right there. It's amazingly humbling game. And you don't know when you're going to be humbled. So just go out and embrace the ability to be able to be healthy enough to play this game as a player, to be able to watch it as a parent, to be able to be a part of it still as a coach. That's what it is to be a dirtbag for Nolan and me. It's getting up, getting after it, getting dirty. It's being a good human being on the field, off the field. That's what it's all about. Anybody can be a part of the nation. Anybody that loves this game and is a great human being can be a part of Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And that's why we thank each and every one of you for being a vital part of what we do and why we're so passionate about doing what we do for you. Because we know you love it. We know you breathe it. We know you eat it. And just keep doing that. We want to thank the guys over at Rip Grip Pro again. And the Rope Trainer. If you're looking for apparel or merchandise of the Rope Trainer, head on over to DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll hook you up. We'll get you lined up. Get you going so you can show the world who you are. Because that's what it's all about. Unfortunately, like every week, it has to come to an end. And that is where we are. So get out there, dirtbags, and be a dirtbag every single day. Nolan, do what you do.
Dirtbags, stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.